What do you think is the most important invention of your lifetime? Like electrical, home appliances, the iron stove, heating and
medical.
Cooling? Medical. Why?
Of course, I don't understand them.
And it's
first, I don't understand them, but look what it has managed to do.
It kept you alive.
Yeah, because when Bob had cancer, they'd had very little to offer. Now they've got so much to offer. That alone gets my okay.
It's amazing we still have that because we have in Tulsa a number of people who have cancer now and they're fighting it, and some win and some don't, and some live with it. Now people are able to live with cancer, actually.
Yes.
You know, so we made great
advice. My oldest daughter, and you know, to me, when you find out you have cancer, you do something immediately.
Yeah,
I was working at Moore's when I found out about this 2012, and I had this letter from the doctor who had examined the x-ray, and I said, Joe Pat, read this, and he read it, and he said, metastasized. I said, yes. He said, you have something done, and I said, I've already called, I'm going to have a surgery. And I go in next week. And he said, good, you don't ever play with cancer.
No.
Immediately, you take care of it. Well, I found out this year that my daughter she had a problem with her heart, AFib. Mm-hmm. And when they took the x-ray, they found cancer on the lung.
Oh, my.
In November. They did not operate until February. She did not tell me. She didn't tell me until she went in for surgery in February. And by that time, when I found out about it, I was livid. Because all of this time, this cancer had been sitting there in that lung.
Yeah.
And they removed a portion of the lung. And she went through 3 of those massive doses of chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Lost her hair. Lost weight.
And now she's okay.
Well, she's coming along. See, that was done this February, and her hair is about that long.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the sun hits it, and it looks like a gray halo now.
Right. How many grandchildren do you have?
5.
And great-grandchildren?
I mean, 2 grandchildren and 5 greats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Did you enjoy being a parent?
I wasn't with them very much because I worked. I worked at the funeral home usually 6 days a week.
Do you have any regrets in your life as you look back? Any regrets?
If I had it to live over again, it'd probably be exactly what I did.
You wouldn't change much of anything.
No.
So what advice would you give to yourself as a 20-year-old Mary Helen? What would you say to that person?
If I were 20?
Yes. Talk to that 20-year-old.
Get an education. Do what you want to do.
But we have to find things that we like to do.
Yes.
And you found teaching is what you did.
Yes.
Right. Do you sleep? Is it easy for you to sleep? Are you a good sleeper?
Oh, of course I stay awake until about 11 or 12. And then I sleep. And this morning I had my daughter call me because I have a little clock about like that, and it has an alarm, but it is so faint that without hearing aids, I don't hear it. I got hearing aids in. And so I said, you call me and tell me at 7:30 so I'll get up. So she did. She woke me up.
So we have all these social medias now. We have Facebook and Twitter and texting and email. And
see, I don't Twitter because I don't have one of the, I don't have a
phone, an iPhone.
No, I don't have one of those things.
Right. Is there anything in your life you wanted to do that you never got around to?
I would like to go to London. And I've always thought about London. But I don't want to travel now. I use a wheelchair. I'm wheelchair addictive when it comes to airlines. Holloway was my maiden name, and it's British, And they came from the west part of England. And my DAR stuff is through Holloway.
When you get stressed, what do you do to handle stress? Do you feel stress in your life?
Oh, definitely. Everybody does.
Okay, then what do you do to handle that?
Bite my fingernails. I've done that since I had teeth that meshed when I was a kid. I knew that there was something wrong in our family, even as a little kid, 2 and 3 years old. You know, the kids know.
Yeah.
And he was an alcoholic, and he wasn't home very often.
Since your father was an alcoholic, does that make you sensitive to alcoholism? And
I don't think so. I mean, I have my one drink. Now, if I have a cocktail party here, which I do, I might have two drinks. But I'm up moving around all the time.
Right. Well, I wasn't so much concerned about you, but, you know, in our society, we have those who are addicted to alcohol. And
but they don't admit it.
They don't admit it. This is a form of mental illness. Mm-hmm. And you talked about cancer. We get it fixed immediately. Somehow, when mental health is different, we don't seem to get it fixed immediately.
No.
And we should.
We should.
But we don't. So is there anything that I should have asked you that I haven't asked you and talked about?
I really can't. I don't know.
All right. What, then, advice would you give, and are you giving to young people today? What advice are you giving them?
Well, I don't give it unless it's asked for. But if anybody says, how did you get to be this old? First response is, I don't know. And I really don't know. Because no one on either side of the family has ever reached 100. I was just fortunate enough to do it. But choose what you want to do in life. Enjoy what you're doing. You have to enjoy your work. And stay with it. Don't sit on your fanny and watch TV all day or play cards. That's existing. That's not living. And just see what you can do with life.
Because it is so precious, isn't it?
Yes.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think it's a little late for me to decide how I want to be remembered.
No, a little late. Do you want to be remembered as... I'll help you then.
A what?
You want to be remembered as a person who was always busy, who was always involved in your community, was always helping people. Wanted everybody to speak the proper English.
Yes.
All right.
Let's say leader. Leadership.
Okay, there we go. I finally got it out of you. You want to be remembered for being a leader. And I sense that from what we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sense that by talking to you here today.
Yeah.
You've given me direction, as a matter of fact.
I know. We don't use the word past or lost.
No, we don't. All right. Well, this was fun.
Good. I'm glad it was.
I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Good. Good.
And I see that you had sheets with questions.
Oh, yes.
And you'd...
I came prepared.
Yes.
All right. Well, I wish there was more to say, but it's about it. Thank you. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
You are the most amazing centenarian I've ever talked to.
Really? And how many have you talked to?
Three of them.
Oh, okay.
But there are other people who are in their 90s who are pretty strong. I visited a 96-year-old the other day, and he was very active and all. And those of you who are that age and can be that active are so blessed, and you should thank God every single
yes.
day for it.
Right.
And that we don't have to. Like, I'm fortunate because I don't have any health problems myself at 81.
That's good.
And so that makes life fun. But
yes, it does.
Think of all the people who wake up and they've got cancer on their head or whatever. And so we have this, and so we thank God for it, don't we?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.